Pauline Lee. She is amazing, and I appreciate her courage, and she's great. So I thank you so, so much to Pauline Lee. If you wanted to listen to that again, which I don't blame you, if you did, civicmedia.us, download the app, listen to everything, wherever you get your podcasts, all that good stuff. And I hate to pivot, but there's another thing that happened this week, and I'm going to have my producer extraordinaire play a quick clip for us. Take it away.
We know the Capitol leadership team, specifically Yogananda Pittman, had the intelligence, and there was going to be a high propensity for violence that day. And the Capitol itself was the target. We knew the extremist groups were going to be there. And why do I say that? It was your own report from your intelligence section, the IICD, which was run by Pittman, in the January 3rd special events section. It was in it. It was in it. And Mr. Dunn, I believe that you thought that day would be like just any other. In your testimony to the January 6th committee, you said you found out how Dougie was going to get on a cell phone. Somebody sent you some information on social media. The point is, you were all unprepared to deal with that day. And that's because your leadership failed to share the intelligence with you. It was their fault, folks. It was their fault. It was not President Trump. And we are going to expose it for the first time because the Benny Thompson, the sham committee didn't do it.
Will the gentleman yield
for the sham committee didn't do it. The report is 845 pages. Donald Trump.
We got to talk about something that's bigger than January 6th, I think. Because January 6th wasn't an accident. January 6th was a symptom. You know, once again, we're being told that it is not responsible for the violent mob that he sent to the Capitol because the Capitol police were, quote, unprepared. Unprepared. That argument insults your intelligence because it asks you to not to deny something that you see with your own eyes. Let's strip this down, okay? Trump summoned the crowd. He lied to them. He told them that their country was being stolen. He pointed at the Capitol and said, "You need to fight like hell." The police didn't create that mob. They didn't radicalize it. They didn't aim it like a weapon or pull the trigger. They were the people that were standing in front of the Capitol when the mob arrived. And so when someone says, like that idiot congressman from Texas, "Oh, well, the police should have been prepared here for what? What should they have been prepared for? Prepared for the violent mob that Trump incited?" It was that guy's fault. Because, hey, if that's true, if everyone knew this crowd was dangerous, then Trump's responsibility doesn't disappear. It becomes undeniable. Blaming the police instead of Donald Trump is like blaming firefighters for not stopping an arson fast enough while the arsonist stands behind the building holding the matches. That's not logic. That's propaganda. And this is the part that should really scare you. This whole freaking thing should scare you. But this isn't just about January 6th. It's about Trumpism itself. Over and over and over again, they tell you not to believe what you can see with your own damn eyes. You watched a violent mob storm the Capitol. And they tell you it was, "Oh, it was just a tour." You watch police officers being beaten, including police officers we've had on this show. We talked to Harry Dunn before. And they tell you that he was overreacting. You just heard it. It's overreacting. You watched a woman murdered in Minneapolis, and they blamed her for it. Same move every time. Reality happens, and then Trumpism says, "No, it didn't. It's not what happened." Or worse, they'll say, "Well, yeah, that happened, but it's the victim's fault." What? This isn't just immoral. It's dangerous. This is a movement that trains people to reject reality and to deny cause and effect. They blame the victims instead of the aggressors. And that can't function in a democracy. It's terrible. Because once you convince people that violence is self-defense, that accountability is somehow persecution, When you believe that, and facts are like opinions, if you believe those things, then anything is justifiable. Look at this week, ICE is talking about they're going into people's homes without a warrant. What? Anything is justifiable. January 6th wasn't the end of the logic. That was their proof of concept. It works. And here's the hard part that nobody wants to hear. 50 years ago, or 50 years from now, no one's going to admit that they supported any of this. Like today, no one says, yep, you know, I was really a segregation guy myself. There's not people out there that admit that they were opposed to civil rights, except for Donald Trump, how he said that the real result of the civil rights movement was that white people were treated really unfairly. No one admits they were just following along. History ends the same way. The photographs are there. The footage is there. All of this is documented. The lies are documented. And suddenly everyone says, oh, I didn't know. It wasn't like that. This wasn't what I thought. We do know. We're here. We see it. We live it. January 6th is not going to be remembered as a security failure. It will be remembered as the moment a sitting president tried to override democracy and then convinced millions of people to pretend it never happened. That's the stain. And that's the most dangerous lie of Trumpism. That it's not about elections or police protests. It's this. Don't believe your eyes. Believe us instead. That lie has never ended well. Not once. Don't believe it now. Hey, Pauline Lee, you're the best. Thank you so much for your courage. Thanks for your time today. We'll see you next week on another episode of Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Take care.